In the beginning, God stood in the stillness, and he spoke these creative words. He said, "Let there be light, and let the heavens appear." And with his hands, he scooped out the canyons. With his fingers, traced courses for the rivers. And he made the mountains stand tall and still. But then, a slight trace of sadness came into his eyes. As he made that small, lonely hill, then he said, "Let us make man in our own image and give him dominion over all. And we will walk together in the cool of the evening, and I will help him if he should fall. But I want him to love me because he really wants to, and to walk with me by his own." Then a slight trace of sadness came back into his eyes as he looked toward that small, lonely hill. Then late one evening, God came to the garden. He said, Adam, art thou? Oh, but the birds had hushed their singing. In the garden there was silence. You could sense it, for something had died. Said, "I love him, and I won't let him go." Then a shadow on that hillside appeared. For a man he hung there dying, crying, "I thirst." Then God turned his face from that small, lonely hill. Now I thank God for his rivers, and I thank him for his mountains and his heaven. How my heart always. But when I walk into that city where the angels all praise him, I'm gonna thank him for that small, lonely hill. Yes, I thank God for